Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 590, Sleepovers, Why is One Night Never Enough? Hi and welcome to the show today where I'm going to be talking about sleepovers. I'm going to be talking about why our kids want sleepovers, why some kids want more sleepovers than others, how we can control the amount of sleepovers that they have, and what we have to do in order to accomplish this. I'm going to be talking about a lot. This episode was triggered by an email that I got from one of the listeners who said to me, "Dear Louise, thanks so much for everything you do. I'm a fan of you and your podcast has been very helpful. My daughter is 12 and she'll be 13 in a few weeks. Could you do a podcast about sleepovers? My daughter wants to have a sleepover every Friday and Saturday, and she always makes plans every weekend, even before checking with us. And when we disagree with her plans, she goes crazy. I love her with all my heart and I love being a mum, but sometimes I feel like I don't know how to be her mum. Thank you." So I reached out to her and asked her if she was okay with me reading exactly what she wrote, and she said absolutely. So here is my suggestions, and I'm sharing it on the show because I know that there will be a lot of you in the same boat. So, you know, first off, mama, know you're not alone. Second off, know that your daughter is no different from many others. Yes, they're all unique, but many of them have this insatiable desire for sleepovers, company, to be with their friends every waking minute. And we have to remember that these kids are 2 years in to the pandemic. Well, they're just coming out of it. And for 2 years, they've had no sleepovers. They've not been able to go and see their friends. The only time they've been able to see their friends is if they've been outside. So they really are struggling, or they have been struggling for so many years that suddenly they are now able to socialize and have sleepovers, which is a wonderful thing. But like everything, we have to find the balance. They have to find the balance and we have to find the balance. And so what can we do about it? Well, first of all, we have to step into their shoes and use a bit of empathy and compassion, because all they want to do is be with their friends. And I remember that. I remember it vividly. You know, as soon as I got home, I picked up the phone to go and speak to the people that I'd been with for 6 hours all day. And my parents used to say, "What on earth do you have to speak to her for? You've just been with her for 6 hours." And I'd be, "Well, no, we need to chat." You must remember that too. And wanting to have sleepovers, they're great fun. So I think use some empathy and use that in the collaboration process that I'm going to suggest you do. Because when you come from this place of empathy and you reflect that back to your kids, they for a moment might believe that you understand and get it. And all kids, all men, women and children want to be seen, heard and understood. We want to be validated. We want to be understood. So we need to use empathy so that they understand that we have their backs and we get it. So I would suggest that you and your partner, if you have a partner, sit down independent and aside from your kids, and work out what you deem is reasonable in terms of the number of sleepovers that your child needs to have, should have, might have, so that you have a rough plan as to what you think is reasonable. Then you are going to sit down with said child and you are not going to tell them what your agenda is. I think, Dad and I think, Mum and I think that you can only have 2 sleepovers a month or 1 a week or whatever it might be. No, you are not going to start with what you think it should be. This is going to shut your child down. You're going to start by saying, what do you think is a reasonable number of sleepovers? And this daughter is going to say, well, I think it's absolutely fine to have a sleepover every Friday and Saturday night. And at that point, you will say, I get why you want to have a sleepover on a Friday and Saturday night, because it's great fun to be with your friends. I'd rather be with my friends more than I am. I wish I could see them more than I do, but there's other things as well. So I get it that you want to have a sleepover every Friday and Saturday night, but that's not going to work for us. And she's going to push back and she's going to say, that's so unfair. She's going to tell you that all her other friends have sleepovers whenever they want and you're the meanest parents in the world. That's a given. So don't take that personally and don't let that come between you and her. Just sit and listen to her and validate and reflect and mirror her feelings back to her. So you could say, I can see you're really frustrated about this. And you know, I understand why you want these sleepovers, but it's not going to happen. But we can try and come to some sort of agreement. And if she keeps arguing or he keeps arguing, then say, you know what, this is not obviously a good time for us to talk about it because you're very wound up about it. And we're not going to get into an argument over it. So let's just come back to this at a time when you are more calm. No, I want to talk about it now. Say, okay, we'll talk about it. But if you start getting aggressive and you start throwing around comments about hating us and us being mean parents, then we will have to defer to another moment. Don't take it personally. Just say it as it is. And either you continue speaking and she's more open to it, or you say, we'll come back to it another time. If she keeps going, say this. If we can't sit down and have a conversation about sleepovers and the number that we all deem is reasonable and come to some agreement, then we will make the plans for you. So if you want to be involved in the conversation and you want to have your voice and be heard, then you need to come to the table in a respectful way. So as long as you keep shouting at us, our plan is going to come into play. If you can tone it down, be reasonable, we will listen to what plan you would like and we'll come to some sort of agreement. So that's how you deal with that. So then she might say, well, I think it's okay for a Friday and Saturday night. And you then want to barter and negotiate. Think of it like, I'm going to say this, you're going to think I'm crazy. When you go to buy a house, do you go in with your highest offer? No. You go in with your lowest offer and you know you might have to give a little bit more. So you might go in with something that is higher than you know you're going to agree on, right? With the sleepovers. So she's saying Friday and Saturday night, and you might say, oh my goodness, we were thinking once a month, like, and you're thinking twice a week. We are really far apart here. So how are we going to come to some sort of agreement? Because twice a week's not going to work. And clearly once a month isn't going to work. So now you've got this space that you can talk in, that you can negotiate in. And so if she realizes you thought once a month was reasonable and she's thinking twice a week, she knows she's not going to get twice a week. Now, does she get once a week or does she get once every 2 weeks? Is it every Friday? Is it every second Saturday? Is it whatever it might be? There's no right and there's no wrong. But you have to come to some sort of agreement, because she's adamant that she wants it every weekend and she's making plans without you. She has to understand, age 12 or 13, that you are the ones having to drive her to these sleepovers. So you have to be free. And she's making this assumption that you are, an assumption that she can. And as long as she's this age, she can't make these assumptions. So she has to learn that she can't make the plans independent of you. And if she does, there'll be less likely a chance of you okaying the plans. If she comes to you and says, "Mom, Dad, I'm really would like a sleepover with Jessica on Friday night. How is that okay?" She'll realize that if she comes to you and asks and is reasonable, you're going to be more reasonable to her. But as long as she comes to you and make demands and she's not prepared to listen to you, then there needs to be a consequence for that, so that she understands, if I keep acting this way, I'm not going to get the sleepovers I want. You don't need to punish her. You don't need to ground her. It's just this, she will realize that what she has to do in order to get what she wants. Right now, she's getting what she wants and it's not working for you. It's and even if she's not getting what she wants, it's still not working, because all you're doing is arguing. And you say, "I don't even know how to be her mum." You do know how to be her mum, and you do know how to be her dad, if any of you dads are listening and finding the same thing. So you're going to collaborate, and then you're going to come to an agreement. And whatever that agreement is, it doesn't end there. This is where we make the mistake. We've got the boundary now. The boundary is, I'm just going to say, not because this is right or wrong, because it's just, I'm going to say something so we can work towards that. So no, you can have a sleepover every second weekend. Maybe you can go to someone's house every second weekend and you can have one in our house every second weekend. So effectively, there's a sleepover every week. But one's in our house and one's in the other person's house. It might be every 2 weeks and you do one out, one in, one out, one in. Just know that if it's really set in steel, there will be times where you're going to have to be a little bit flexible. And that will help her understand that you're being understanding. But come to some sort of agreement so she knows what it is. That's not enough. Now you have to hold it. And she's going to be pushing. She might go for the sleepover on a Friday night. And then on a Saturday, something's going to come up and she's going to go, "Oh, Mum, Emma's having a party. Please, can I go over? And everyone's sleeping over, but I've had my sleepover last night." You say, "I know you've had your sleepover last night, sweetheart. This is really tough. You can go to Emma's, but we'll come and get you at X time." And she's going to go, "That sucks. Everyone's sleeping over." Then you say, "Well, you knew about Emma's party and you know you can have one sleepover on a weekend and you chose to do the sleepover last night." She might say, "Well, I forgot about Emma's party tomorrow. It's so not fair." Say, "I know, it's really hard. But you either go to the party and come home or you don't go to the party at all. Your choice." So you're holding the limit with compassion. You're being empathetic. You're seeing her, understanding her. You're hearing her. You're reflecting her feelings back to her so she can see that you get it. Only when you hold the limits will she realize, "Oh my God, I'd better plan a bit better here because I'm not going to get away with it. I can't pull that card anymore." And she's still going to tell you she hates you, or he's still going to tell you you're the worst parents in the world and all his friends get sleepovers anytime they want and you're the only ones that don't. Well, don't believe that, because I can assure you not every child is having every sleepover they want. You don't need to say anything. You just say, I don't know what other people are doing, but this is what's happening in our home. And you're a part of this family and this is how we operate. So you need to discuss this as you know, part of the family. and you might have other kids and they might be wanting sleepovers, and you might be pulled in two or three directions if you've got two or three kids all wanting same things on the same night. This is where they have to realise we have to plan and negotiate. This is where I think family meetings are a great thing. So on a Sunday, I always recommend family meetings on a Sunday. You sit down, you collaborate as a family. What are the plans for next week? And if your daughter's really out to make a point, she'll say, well, I don't even know what the plans are for next weekend. So how can I even say that I'll have a sleepover on a Saturday? And say, no, that's okay. We understand. But if you do know, sometimes you do, then you can choose which night you want it to be. So you're helping them plan. Because at the end of the day, as in life, we have to plan. We have to make arrangements. And we have to juggle things. So it's good for them to learn early. You could also say, you know, to invite her friends over during the week. When your homework's done, then you can have people over. But midweek, they have to be home at a certain time. Or maybe they want to come for dinner. If she really wants to be seeing friends, then, you know, to a point, I don't want to discourage this, because so many of our children are spending so much of their time in their rooms, on their phones, on social media. So if they want to be together in person, then that's a good thing. So we don't want to knock that. But we also don't want it to just be a free-for-all where they can do what they want, whenever they want, and where they want. And, you know, this mum, the child is 12 going on 13, they're young. So if you don't have some boundaries and some limits now when they're younger, wind the clock forward 5 or 6 years and you are going to be absolutely hooped. Because if you've been giving in to as many sleepovers as they want at this age, you're really going to struggle to have any form of control over what they're doing and where they're doing it when they're older. It's hard enough when they're older. And they do want more control and more independence. But if you're giving it too soon, then A, they don't learn how to live within the limits. They don't learn how to tolerate frustration and have patience and delay gratification. And that's going to snowball badly for when they're older and they're going out more anyway and later anyway. So I would really look at collaborating with them, coming up with a rough framework that you are prepared to be flexible on. There'll be times where maybe there will be two sleepovers in a weekend. If two of her very, very close friends are having independent sleepovers because it's their birthdays, then maybe you say, you know what, this is a special occasion. Absolutely, you can have a couple of sleepovers Friday and Saturday night. But on a regular run-of-the-mill weekend, maybe it won't be that. So they have to learn. The other thing, just while I'm on the subject of sleepovers, that did well for us as a family is we had a kind of rule, I don't like the word rule, but a boundary, that if there were parties, now they're 12 or 13, the parties will be starting, no sleepovers at parties, no sleepovers in our house on nights of parties. So I'm not having other friends in my house if they've been to a party. And my kids are not going to someone else's house on a night of a party. And many of you might be listening saying, yeah, well, they're just going to lie. They'll say they're going to Jessica's for a sleepover. Meanwhile, the party's at Beth's. Or Chris is going to tell you that the gaming party is at John's house. Meanwhile, it's a slap-up party at Ben's house because his parents are away. This is how you get around that. Any sleepover request, you make sure it's okay with the parents, whether the child is 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, whatever. You phone and check with the parents. And then when you phone Chris's parents and say, hey, so nice of you to invite my son over for a sleepover on Saturday. Just phoning to check it's okay. And does he need to bring anything? And Chris's parents are going to go, there's no gaming party at our house on Saturday. I don't know anything about this. And you're going to go, oh, okay. Meanwhile, you see, the parents don't know because this was a plan orchestrated by the boys to say they're going to Chris's house, but they're actually going to John's house. Or phone John's parents and say, I believe the boys are coming over to your house. You soon find out where the party is and what's involved. So just, I always say to my kids, or you're going to go to this person's house for a sleepover, I'll just give the mum a call. And they'll go, no, you don't need to do that, mum. Say, no, no, no. It's just reasonable for me to say thank you. And do they want me to, you to bring anything? It's a great way of kind of checking, but not checking. So lots of food for thought for sleepovers. But the first thing that comes to mind are boundaries and limits and holding them and dealing with the pushback. The pushback will be inevitable. They want to go to a sleepover and you're saying no. So they're going to come up with all sorts of reasons why they have to go to this just one. And they're going to, you will be the worst parents. You will be, they'll hate you for it. Don't take any of that personally. Stick to it, but stick to it with compassion, with empathy, with the right tone, with the right energy. Don't punish them for that. Don't punish them for it. It's normal. It's natural that these kids want to push you for as much as they can. It's how they learn to negotiate. It's how they learn to understand what's okay, what's not okay. What is the limit? How far can I push? Damn it, I can't push any harder. And when you hold the limits, your kids will stop pushing because they'll know there's no point. So lots and lots to think about. Hopefully you found this helpful. If you have any questions, don't forget to you can always email me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. If you've really enjoyed this and you know there's other parents who will benefit from it, share this with your kids' friends' parents. Say, hey, have you heard of this podcast? Because then if your kids' friends are listening to me, then your kids' friends' parent, not if your kids' friends are listening to me, if your kids' friends' parents are listening to this, the chances are you might all be on the same page. So imagine if every single friend your kids had, you knew the parents were roughly on the same page. Share this podcast with them. You don't need to say, hey, you should listen to this, but say, I've been listening to this and it's really helped me. Maybe it'll help you too. So share it with friends and family. Share it on your social media platforms. Pop the podcast poster onto your Instagram page. Share it on your story. Say, hey, did you listen to this? Really helped me with my sleepovers. And if you really feel like helping me, you could rate and review the show on whichever podcast platform you tune in on, because that'll help lots of other people, lots of other parents, mums and dads across the globe tune in and listen, get the advice and support that they might need. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate for you for tuning in each and every week and for all the lovely comments and reviews that you do give me. It means the world to me and I look forward to being with you next time. So thank you for tuning in today and I'll chat to you soon. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.